Well, Santos is one of the major players in the $60 billion Australian coal seam gas industry. Its recent acquisition of Eastern Star Gas has given the company the largest number of coal seam gas permits in New South Wales, centred largely around the Gunnedah Basin. Santos CEO David Knox has also recently taken over as chair of the Peak Gas Industry Body, the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association, or APEA. And he joins us from Adelaide now. David Knox, welcome to breakfast.
Yes, good morning, Fran.
The Senate committee, as we just heard, is calling for a moratorium on coal seam gas projects in key parts of the Murray-Darling Food Bowl in New South Wales and Queensland, worried about the threat of contamination of underground water. And they want that moratorium in place until the scientific studies are completed. What's your response to that idea?
Well, obviously, we don't support a pause or a delay or a moratorium at this time. In Queensland, we've got three major projects that are up and running, huge investment, $45 billion of investment. We've got thousands of jobs being created, and the jobs are obviously being created in not just in the big cities, but in the rural towns and in places like Roma and Injun. And so, this industry is not a new industry. It's been producing gas for 15 years. We produce about 70% of Queensland's gas right now, 30% in East Australia. So this is not a new industry. It's been going forward. And the key thing from our perspective is absolutely we support really good science. We support working really closely with landowners, making sure that we absolutely do the right thing and recognizing that in order for us to proceed to be successful, we need to have the support of local communities.
Okay, but just on that, I mean, yes, huge investment from the mining companies, no doubt about that, thousands of jobs created, no doubt about that. But what the committee said yesterday basically is short-term gain for long-term pain is the fear. The head of the committee, Senator Heffernan, says the pace of coal seam gas development had outstripped the science and its impact on groundwater. He says you can't make up for a contaminated aquifer with a check. Fair point, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the key thing that we're saying here is we absolutely support really good quality science. We've been doing this for 15 years, and at Santos we have a very large number of monitoring well bores in the areas which we operate. We're in New South Wales. We're very much in the exploration phase, not in the production phase. That exploration phase is really important because actually we use that information to inform the science. So we drill wells, we do monitoring bores, and we then feed that into the scientific study. So we can really understand the impacts that we might have.
Now, if we've got really good quality science, why are CSIRO and Geoscience Australia still feel the need to be doing these their independent studies?
Well, I think this science develops. It's a journey, and as I say, we've been operating for 15 years, and we do already supply 30% of Eastern Australia's gas from coal seams. So, but we need to continue to always incorporate any new information we have into the scientific models. That's what we do as an industry. That's what we do as a business, and that's what we absolutely firmly support. So I think we're all aligned on this, that we really do support really high quality science, and I'm pleased that the government is actually putting further funding, further support into that.
If you support that, doesn't it make sense to halt any new development until that science is in? I mean, otherwise the horse has bolted.
As we were going forward here, we're doing a lot of monitoring of all the well bores. We're working in order to continue to deepen our understanding, and as we get new information, we reincorporate it. This is a continuous journey, and in areas such as New South Wales, where it's much earlier in the journey, I say we're very much in the exploration phase. We don't know whether that's going to ultimately be productive, whether it's going to be successful. Obviously, at Santos, we hope it is, because we've invested considerable money, but we've still got some way and some deepening of our understanding before we can say that. But what we absolutely support is good quality science. In order to do that, we need to drill holes, we need to explore, and we need to seek understanding.
Well, I think it's fair to say that reading this report, that all sides of politics basically believe the industry has gone too far, too fast, and too unregulated. Is that your reading of this report?
No, I don't think so. I think the report is actually quite balanced, and we worked with Senator Heffernan in providing support for the preparation of it. I think the report definitely highlights the fact that we need good quality science, we need very good regulations, and we need to get the basics right. When we're on the ground, we need to absolutely get the basics right. So we need to make sure we respect the landowners, their way of life. We need to make sure that we compensate them for or basically coming onto their land, we need to make just do simple things like exactly if someone comes to the land, I would like to know who it is. I'd like to all that sort of thing. I absolutely fully support that we do that.
Has the industry been too careless? Clearly, farmers look at the lock the gate campaign. Farmers are terribly upset about what they say is people just sort of arriving on their land. They feel like they have no control. Has the industry been too careless in how they've treated the people who run these farms and own these farms?
You know, looking through the eyes of Santos, we have 520 agreements with farmers. We've been working in Queensland. We have 40 in New South Wales. We've been working with farmers for an extremely long time. And when we work on their land, broadly speaking, we're welcome. We need to be welcome because we're guests on that land. Unlike perhaps the mining industry, our industry, the oil and gas industry, we have a very small footprint, about 1%. We don't put up a fence. We actually work on the land, and we need to work with the farmers. And broadly speaking, we have been successful in that, but we need to continue to explain what we do, continue to explain why we believe it's safe, and demonstrate our commitment to working to the really highest standards possible.
One of your executives at Santos, James Balderson, at a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry, seemed to lay the blame on smaller operators with poor practices for giving the industry a bad name. Is that your view too, that if you think Santos has handled the relations with farmers well and with respect, that other operators haven't?
No, we can all lift our game, and we've got to lift our game. None of us are perfect, and we wouldn't claim that, but we've all got to lift our game. We've all got to do better. And what I say basically is, an expression I use is, we've got to raise the bar, and we've got to practice high jump, not limbo dancing. We've really got to raise our game. And what's new here is that we are basically working in conjunction with farmers. We don't put fences up around what we do. We have to work with them. Therefore, we need really good regulations, really good science. We need to do an excellent job of explaining what we do and how we do it.
Okay,
at the end of the day, I believe that we can work very much in parallel with good quality agriculture.
Okay, so just to go through it briefly again, if you're going to lift your game, does that mean, and you have some support for these findings, a moratorium on further coal seam gas approvals in the Murray-Darling Basin where it overlays with the Great Artesian Basin and in the Namoi catchment area until studies and investigations are completed. You're opposed to that?
Yes, because in doing that, we wouldn't gather the science. In order to gather the science, we need to drill wells, we need to do exploration, and then we use that information to feed the science so we can absolutely answer the key questions and demonstrate that we can continue. But we have to do that work, otherwise there's obviously no basis for us to move forward.
Well, you also wouldn't gather the oil. How much would that affect Santos's current operations and exploration plans?
Well, I think it's very important to understand the scale of this. It is a big industry. Right now, as I say, it's about $45 billion of investment. A lot of that is in rural Queensland. For my company alone, we're spending about $10,000 a minute. It's very significant. It's at a time, obviously, the economy is not going that well in the rest of the world. We are doing well, but we cannot afford to be complacent. This is a very important investment for the long-term future of energy supply here in Australia.
Talking of investment, would you support the recommendation to establish an independently managed trust funded by the gas companies to make financial provision for long-term rectification of problems if they appear, like leaks in sealed wells, subsidence and erosion?
Obviously, that's one of the recommendations in the report which we'll have to consider. But the key thing here is that we believe that we can operate in conjunction with farmers. We're obviously working well below the shallow freshwater basins. We're in much further in the deeper basins. We're well below 600 metres. So we believe in the long term there's no impact between what we do and the shallower formations.
David Knox, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you very much indeed.
David Knox is the CEO of Santos, one of Australia's major coal seam gas miners and natural gas exporters. It's 8:22.